fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 27th day of March, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We don't have any really serious breaking headlines. That's usually a good thing. Proper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to acquire and become proficient in the use of primitive weapons, including bow and arrows, crossbows, slingshots, spears, knives, all those things. Tomahawks. Tomahawks are great, by the way. That's your proper tip of the day. Have fun with it. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's a prolific author, having authored, I believe, 11 books now, if I'm not mistaken, which I may be. Weekly radio talk show host and advanced amateur archaeologist. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Nice day today.
It is a beautiful day here in south central Missouri, early spring day. Well, sir, there's a lot going on. This homosexual actor in Chicago had all the, I believe, 18 charges dropped that were against him. The mayor and the chief of police are outraged at what the prosecutor did. And, of course, the really big news that we've been waiting for is the Mueller report, which exonerates President Trump and has made about 50 Hollywood stars and all the mass media except for Fox News look like complete fools, hasn't it, sir?
Absolutely. It's unbelievable. And so their man in Washington didn't come through with the bacon, since they were all promising. I don't know if you saw Brennan and Clapper give their commentary. Brennan was chin way up, talking out of the side of his mouth, saying, maybe I didn't have all of the correct information. I mean, this is a guy that went on day after day, was hired by CNN, the ex-CIA chief. This is so beyond, this guy should be in prison. And then Clapper admitted that the president directed the effort. And that was something that I don't know if even, these people are not very bright.
Right.
They
may as well admit it because they're going to be under oath giving testimony to those very things in the not too distant future. And Hussein Obama did direct these things, and he's not too far away. He's just about less than 2 miles from the White House, and where he and Valerie Jarrett are still cooking their schemes up. There's certainly some payback is due, don't you think, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not payback. I mean, it's just justice. It's what should have happened in the first place.
You're right, Jim. It is justice. We live in a country that we're supposed to live by the rule of law and respect the rule of law. And Hussein Obama violated his oath of office. He committed numerous ethical violations and more than likely criminal violations as well, don't you think, sir?
Well, the whole narrative through this whole thing was that these were the intelligence agencies working independently, and that Obama knew nothing about it. Obama was on record as saying, "Well, I heard about it just like you did in the news." You know, no, this is using, politicizing, weaponizing the intelligence agencies to try and slam dunk Donald Trump.
Right.
And it backfired, you know, big time.
Well, it's time to clean house. Men and women in those intelligence agencies who violated their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, they need to be gone and looked at themselves for civil and possibly criminal liability and replaced with patriotic Americans in these agencies that will, in fact, do what their oath of office compels them to do, which is to support and defend the Constitution. And I have every reason to believe, Jim, that for the last 23 months, President Trump has been doing that, getting rid of the Muslims, getting rid of the deep state people. People wonder why it's taking so long to President Trump to move forward. Well, the reason is he has to clean house in these critical positions. Now, many of these deep state people, Muslims and others, they had such high-level appointments that they in turn could appoint other Muslims and other deep state people beneath them. So it's a really tangled web, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then there's people like Adam Schiff, who still is coming out going, well, we have clear evidence and on Russian collusion. This guy is psychotic. I mean, this guy is a nutcase.
And his advice, he probably has advisors who know better, but he's not paying attention to him. He's making himself to be a complete fool and displaying, I agree, Jim, it appears to be a form of psychosis to deny what the Mueller report says.
Well, he had time. He had 2.5 years to come into that and give his information, and he didn't. He's the head of the House Intelligence Committee. They ran their own investigation and found nothing, and he's still coming out and saying we have clear evidence. I mean, the guy is nuts.
Well, you know, Washington D.C. was built at a time when travel was by foot and by horse and buggy. None of those offices, none of those agencies are more than a 10-minute walk from each other. And there's no excuse. They all go to lunch at the same place. They belong to the same clubs. They know each other. They work in close proximity to each other. There's no excuse for his information, if he has it, which I doubt that it even exists, getting to the FBI and Robert Mueller, is there?
It's absurd. Everybody had their own independent investigation, and Schiff allegedly has this secret information that only he has, and that it's some kind of bombshell, you know, and he never let it out over the last 2.5 years, keeping it in his back pocket.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, with Mueller having free reign for all of this time, subpoenaing everybody that had any contact with anybody, and Schiff somehow has this secret, information in his back pocket that he never talked about to anybody in any of these investigations, including his own? I mean, this guy is wacko. And he even looks like it. He comes up to the camera. He looks like a guy on drugs. That's what he looks like. His eyes are like, and he talks like a robot. He's like, oh my goodness, this guy is bonkers.
Well, if he had this evidence, which I don't believe exists, he would, the right thing for him to do would be turn over to the House Ethics Committee. It's nothing there. There's nothing there. Now that he's publicly stated he has it, he's going to be under increasing pressure to release the non-existent information, which of course he can't do it because it doesn't exist. And I think the news cycle will marginalize him and make him out to be a complete idiot over the next 7 to 10 days. What do you think?
Well, they're backpedaling now, and CNN, what's his, Schulter, or what's that guy's, the short little pudgy guy that they gave the box of donuts to, the jelly-filled donuts. Tucker Carlson sent him box of jelly-filled donuts. Mm-hmm. But he's going, we did this amazing reporting for 2 years. We brought you the hard-hitting news. These people are in denial. But, you know, you got to remember that all of these news agencies are owned by the CIA. That's why all these CIA assets went there to work. Brennan went to work there. He was on the news. He's one of their reporters after being in the CIA. I mean, I don't know how that works. But and then you have Anderson Cooper himself, Mr. CNN himself, is CIA asset, well known.
That's right. Well, This whole thing it just continues to have twists and turns, and it's so strange and so bizarre. People get caught up in the emotion of this on both sides. The people who want to see President Trump gone, there's a term that's come up. Trump derangement syndrome? You've heard that?
Right. Oh yeah. I had a guy who was an ex-minister, and I was talking to him, and he said, you know, he was kind of studying all the people because he meets lots of people being a minister. He said, everybody I see that has Trump derangement syndrome had problems with their father. And at first I thought, that's kind of goofy. And then after I looked at it, I started noticing that they had, you know, it's like a father figure issue. It's some kind of psychological. In fact, people have been treating this because families have finally decided that people were so off the wall over this, they had to send them to a psychiatrist. So psychiatrists around the country are actually treating people to get them back to normal, if possible, because their lives have been just dominated by Trump derangement syndrome. It's an psychological malady.
The key to any impeachment proceeding, of course, would be the House Judiciary Committee. That's where all articles of impeachment can only come from one place and one place only. That's the United States House of Representatives Judiciary Committee. And if Adam Schiff had anything, he should be getting it to them, which he doesn't. That's why he hasn't got it to them. Everybody up there knows this, and he's making noise, and he's making a complete fool of himself in front of the entire country and the entire world, isn't he, Jim?
Yeah, and then the other people are like, Pelosi is going on, well, just kind of, you know, dragging her feet, kind of like, you know, in the dirt, like somebody that just got caught doing something, and going, well, we got to move on here, you know, and then you get the narrative. Well, we can't have another investigation. Let's just move on. Nothing to see here. Talking about the Clintons and the absolute mega corruption that was going on in the DNC and under Obama. The security agencies, oh my goodness. We had people being shot in the streets by government and UN agents, you know, unarmed people. It was insane what was going on under Obama. absolutely insane. And I think people, I hope people remember that.
Well, I watched some of the confirmation hearings for Attorney General Barr. I believe, you know, he's at a point in his career where this will probably be the last job he has where he receives a paycheck. And I think he's probably, I hope he's concerned more with his legacy and his place in history to do the right things for the right reasons. Money's not an issue for him with the places he's had, positions he's had in the past. Retirement is taken care of. And I hope that he had a heart-to-heart talk with President Trump before he accepted this position as Attorney General, that he would pursue with great vigor, as President Kennedy would say, going after the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, Obama, and all the wrongdoing that took place during the 8 years of the Obama administration. And there's some things going back to the Clinton administration, too, that probably do not have a statute of limitations, such as...
Well, that includes... Yeah. Oh, go right. ahead, John.
Well, what happened at Waco, Texas, for example?
That was a
horrendous crime, and there's no statute of limitations on homicide. So
that was, yeah, that was absolutely horrific. You know, we know for a fact, I mean, this is, that this was because of the CIA cocaine drug running operation at Waco at the airport. They moved from Mena, Arkansas, because that was right at the beginning of Billy Clinton's first term in office. They moved the operation from Mena, Arkansas, because everybody knew about it. So they went to Waco, Texas, and it was right next to the Branch Davidian, and that's why they wanted to get rid of them, because they were right next observing the CIA drug trafficking. They had videos of it. And so they had to get rid of these people, and that was the whole deal. So they trumped up this thing about Branch Davidian, psycho, cult, something, and... They literally destroyed that, and I had somebody tell me something interesting. When they poked the holes around the top of the building, remember the tanks went in with the booms?
Sure, right.
That was to create ventilation for the fire that they were starting, because without those holes, there wouldn't be a roaring fire. They needed those holes for the fire to get a draft. So anyway, they planned on burning them out and burning the whole place down, and they dropped a bunker buster bomb into what they called the library. It was a central hardened cement room in the middle of that complex, and in the rubble, you can see this in a video where it was blown out from the top, and all the rebar is blown out, and that's where a lot of the women and children were. But that's where the videos were stored that they wanted to destroy.
This is new information for me, Jim. I thought I knew more than most people about what happened there, but this is completely new information. And I don't know how much time we could talk about it, but I'd love to get my hands on some documentation, either in book form or video form, of what you're mentioning here, sir.
Yeah, it's on. I don't know if it's still on YouTube, but it was. And it showed that it went into detail on the all of what I'm talking about. They had snipers shooting women and children running out the back door.
Well, I know that. That's not. But I need. There's lots of things on YouTube about Waco, and rather than me try to dig through 50 or 60 of them, I'd like to get down to it as quick as I could. If you can get me a reference later on today or tomorrow. Was it in the form of a documentary? I
yes.
Hope.
Okay. Yes.
Well, I know there's one or two documentaries I have not seen, and maybe it would be in one of those. Well, Jim, when we got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about investing in gold and silver and my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com. Protecting your portfolio by investing in gold and silver, you not only protect your hard-earned assets from any future financial crisis or economic collapse, you also have access to the actual gold and silver. You'll still be able to purchase everything you want and need should our currency lose its worth, because gold and silver never lose their value. We're talking privacy here. When you buy your gold and silver, it's private. When you sell your gold and silver, it's private. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the link for goldwealthfinancial.com and check out these people. They're great people. I work with them. I trust them. And you can also. Give them a call. Their telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton or town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. I want to invite all of you to join me on the first John Moore Patriot Symposium Cruise, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Myself and Leon Green, it'll be a lot of fun. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Don't have internet access? Give Betsy a call. Betsy is the organizer of this, is what she does for a living. 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Jim, I recall, just like it was yesterday, the Attorney General of the United States, Janet Butch Reno, saying live on Nationwide Color TV that the reason the FBI was doing all this was because of alleged child abuse taking place inside this church. And of course, I know, and many people know, that child abuse is not a violation of federal law unless it takes place on federal real estate, such as a military reservation. So it was an outright lie, wasn't it, sir?
Well, the whole thing was a lie. If you understand the timing, Bill Clinton had just moved from being governor of Arkansas to Washington, D.C. to be president. He was handed the baton from his good friend and longtime drug-selling buddy, George Bush Sr. And the operation at Waco, everybody knew about it. The CIA drug running coming in. The recent movie American Made with Tom Cruise shows
That's right.
Barry Seal, who was one of the pilots. And anyway, but they misrepresented Seal as being the guy making all the money. No, it was the Bush CIA. Barry Seal was a pilot in the operation. But anyway, the whole operation with Janet Reno was run by Hillary Clinton. That was Hillary's first operation as our lovely first lady.
Yes, they made the film, and you're right, Jim. I think the film is worth seeing, despite the mistakes made. They made it look like there was nobody in the United States in the command in the chain of command above Barry Seal. That it was a direct chain of command between Barry Seal and the drug cartels, with nobody in the United. Well, actually, no. I misspoke myself. They did represent Governor Clinton being in charge of Barry Seal. They did do that in the film. Now that I think
they did have a clip of George Bush Jr. In the film, or a guy that looked like him or something. I can't remember exactly. But no, the real operation, which was involved in the Iran-Contra deal, when going back to the Reagan days, remember the Iran-Contra deal was
That's right.
where they were shipping arms to the Contras, and that was when Noriega, they put him in Panama, or Nicaragua, I forget.
Noriega was El Salvador, I believe.
But anyway, they were putting these people in these puppet governments. It was also during the time when they assassinated the president of Ecuador, which was also in the chain of the drug running, who was opposing them. Killed him and his entire family in an air crash that was orchestrated by the CIA. That's all public information now. This was all in the 80s. And at any rate, and was actually going back into the 70s, the late 70s, early 80s, when all this was going on, and it crescendoed. But anyway, the MENA, Arkansas operation was when Billy Clinton was governor. And
That's
so
right.
when he moved to Washington, they moved the operation to Waco. Well, it was Branch Davidian, David Koresh, and his people were out. They could see them filming. So they knew they had films of the whole CIA operation, and that's why they had to get rid of David Koresh and that whole the Branch Davidian at Waco. That was the whole issue. And Hillary Clinton, our lovely little first lady at the time, is the one that managed that whole operation. And, of course, accusing them falsely of, I'm not sure when being a sect or a cult was a national criminal offense, but they made it into one.
Well, that was after the fact. The public story is the following. There was a delivery by one of the major carriers. It was either FedEx or UPS, doesn't matter, of these novelty paperweights that are sold in sporting goods stores and different places, gun shows and so forth. They look like hand grenades, but all they are harmless paperweights because they're just a lump of steel in the shape of a hand grenade. So the story was the package broke open and the delivery man was shocked and surprised and scared, and he called the authorities because of the paperweights where the package broke open. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hey, come on!
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Runs while others walk. He acts while other men just talk. He looks at this world and wants it all.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, we have some interesting things on my website. We're locating a new map. I'm corresponding with the man who found it this morning on a TV series, a map showing North America with different coastlines, new coastlines. It's a fun project. This gentleman's already found a couple, and he'll be getting his choice of another one of my six DVDs as a thank you. You can see all those images at my website at thelibertyman.com. We call it hiding in plain sight. They've been doing this to us for 60-plus years. Also, my website, if you have arthritis pain or something on my website that will help you, I know almost most adults I know have some or more arthritis pain. The Energy Cleaner will help. If you got arthritis pain, if you want to sleep like a child, like I do every night, get the best night's sleep you've had since you were a young person, get yourself an Energy Cleaner. $285, shipping included. I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. This mattress pads that go with them, it's a great combination. You can place your order right there at my website, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9222. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. Jim, before we get to our first caller, tell people how they can listen to your two radio shows live and to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, thanks, John. Every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time, the WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, hosts the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. And it also streams live on the Internet from WWCR.com Tower 2. It's the second of the four towers. And also, it re-airs about 13 times over the next two days. So all the different ways to listen are listed on my webpage. There's a subpage. Just scroll down. You'll find it, how to listen. And then my paid cast is $3.95 per month, and you get a deep dive into scientific topics. Right now I'm reviewing my books, and I'm currently reviewing the book Comets. So I'm just going through one by one in order as they came out, chronologically in order. And I'm currently dealing with the book Comets, which is, of course, one of the things I did. A lot of people think that James McCanny talks about comets, but that's a very minor portion of all of my overall work. So anyway, but I'm currently talking about my book, Comets.
Outstanding. I encourage people to get all of Jim's books. They're both hard copy and the e-book versions are excellent education for everybody. Our first caller is Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, you kind of answered my question just a minute ago, Mr. McKinney, but I looked up WWCR.com and I cannot find it anywhere. I was wondering, I thought maybe I misunderstood what you said. That C is in cat, right? And R is in Robert?
Yeah.
Huh.
You cannot find it.
No.
It comes right up for me. I just did it. I typed in WWCR.com. That's all I typed in, and bang, the page came up.
There must be something, some kind of restriction on my server.
I just did the same thing. I just did it. WWhiskeyCharlieRomeo.com. It comes right up.
Yeah. So maybe try a different computer or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I have to try a different server or something because for some reason, Google completely, it doesn't even come up anymore on my computer. I think it's outdated software and they won't use it anymore, you know?
Find another computer possibly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you'll let you guys get back to your interesting conversation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate the call. The responsibility for stopping what happened in Waco was the county sheriff who had the authority to stop that happening, the murder of innocent men and women and children. And that burden, he was the last line of defense for those men, women, and children, the last line of defense for the United States Constitution. We now have sheriffs and counties in Washington State and other states telling their governors, we will not enforce your unconstitutional firearms laws, much to the consternation of the state attorney generals and the state governors. But these sheriffs take an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's what they're elected to do, and that's what they do. And New World Order really does not like patriotic Constitution-supporting sheriffs, do they, Jim?
No, in fact, Oregon and Waco are great examples of sheriffs who were completely owned by the CIA. And those are perfect examples. The thing up in Oregon, remember, was over the... This has to do with the Clintons selling 20% of American uranium to the Russians. This is part of that whole deal. The Waco, Texas also had to do with the Clintons' business operation, which was, in the case of Waco, selling illicit drugs and bringing them illegally into the United States, along with the Bushes. But in both those cases, the sheriffs were completely owned. And that's why the LaVoy Finnegan was in a car with other people going to the next county so they could get to a sheriff for safe haven. They didn't get there.
Obviously. Well, my Monday co-host, Mr. Sam Andrews, was a personal friend of LaVoy Finnegan. And Sam is still has very deep outrage over what happened, as he should. His friend was murdered. And we all, and of course anybody can watch it, there was a helicopter taking video of the entire homicide taking place. And they were trying to kill everybody in that car. It was inexcusable, wasn't it, Jim?
Yep, and that's Obama. That's Obamacare right there. And of course, Hillary, and this was once again because of a bad uranium deal. This was involved in running those ranchers off their property, and most of the ranchers had been burned off their property. So when the local people started putting backfires to try and stop the federal fires that they were starting, and there were cameras up there showing the cattle burned in the field and the dead and the people's houses burned down, and the last few people remaining were the ones that when they went up to the stand at the federal station up there.
Well, there's a lot of miscarriage of justice that needs to be addressed going back numerous presidential office holders, not just Obama, but the Clintons and both Bushes. You have to go all the way back to Reagan to find a president who was attempting to do the right things for the right reasons. He got compromised after they nearly killed him. I think he woke up and smelled the coffee and towed the line after that. So there's a lot of house cleaning to do, isn't there, Jim?
Oh, it's unbelievable. People have no idea the destruction that George Bush Sr. did to this country. In his doofus little monkey son was just a placement. He was a placeholder in the Bush-Clinton entourage or cartel. Obama was, in a sense, a placekeeper also. He was a person who did their bidding. All Obama ever did was read it from a teleprompter and Hillary Clinton eat crow.
The real, if Obama was CEO of a Fortune 500 company and played golf as much as he did, the board of directors would have fired him. Valerie Jarrett was running the country, not Hussein Obama. When George W. Bush was president, Dick Cheney was running the country. George W. Bush is not a terribly bright man. And I mean, that's just a fact of life. He struggled to get a C minus in college, and he probably had help to do that. Valerie Jarrett ran the country, and Dick Cheney ran the country. Right now, we have a president who really is the CEO. Mike Pence does the things that normal vice president normally does. Attend state funerals and lend a hand whenever it's needed. We had a real CEO who's used to making executive decisions at a very high level. We haven't had that for decades, many decades, have we, Jim?
Not for a very, very long time. You know, maybe Truman and Roosevelt, because they were in the middle of the war years, etc. Since then, we really haven't. Eisenhower was a good general. He was an okay president, but he was owned also, and he knew it when he left office. He said, all I can do is tell you, watch out, and that's where the...
Well, he did. That speech that he gave, his parting speech, I believe the man had a good heart, and he knew he had to do something when he left. So that speech was, for him, was a really big deal. And if you know how to read the speech and understand what it meant, I believe he had really good intent when he gave that speech. What do you think, sir?
Well, he was telling the future, and oddly enough, if you listen, most people listen up to the point where he says the military-industrial complex is taking over. But after that, he spends 5 minutes or more talking about science, how science has been taken over by government-funded science and the lone scientist working in his laboratory pursuing his interests is all over. And he was correct. You know, when I go to American Geophysical Union meetings, I have a sign that says independent scientist. And everybody else has affiliations. One woman at a booth next to me, she said, how do you do your research without government funding? It was just like completely foreign concept to these people. That how can you do science without the government putting the money in your big bank account? You know.
Well, look back over a century ago to Thomas Edison. I don't believe he had government funding. I might be wrong, but Thomas Edison and his team of engineers and scientists came up with quite a few very cutting-edge pieces of technology, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and Tesla worked for him for a very short time until he realized they had many differences. But there again, Tesla was a completely independent person. He went out and looked for funding, and he got it, and he got jacked around pretty good by Westinghouse and Morgan and other people. But anyway, there was a time when scientists, Einstein, you know, he worked at Princeton, but basically did his own research. He didn't open up a catalog from National Science Foundation and say, gee, what should I study this year so I can get some grant money?
Right.
You know, that all transitioned. And of course, that when Einstein died, it was about the same time that Eisenhower was giving his speech. You know, and, you know, so I refuse to deal with that whole industry. I do my own work. I'm at the cutting edge of literally everything I'm doing. And they really hate me for being independent.
Jim, I got a question for you about the wing generator. If, say, a person has a piece of real estate, there's a hilltop on that real estate with no trees nearby within, say, 400 or 500 yards in any direction. Is there a way for people to do some testing to find out if the wing generator would be suitable for that location?
Well, we have wind maps, and it's more than just the location. It's the wind in general in that location. So there are wind maps that we can go into, very complicated procedure, you know, not tremendously complicated, but it's a regional thing. And so the question is, do you have enough wind? And actually, in general, all places do have enough wind.
Really?
Here's the thing also, the wing generator does not come in a one-size-fits-all. So we match the size of the wing system, the diameter and the other dimensions for the wind that's available at the site. So a 150-kilowatt system in one place is not going to look like a 50-kilowatt system in another place.
So if you had the latitude and longitude, you could make this determination pretty well, couldn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm working with a listener who really needs, probably two or three actually, that really need that information. And I will get the latitude and longitude for a couple of locations. And once I have the latitude and longitude, what would I do from there?
Well, just let me know, and
okay.
We'll take a look at it and see what kind of wind patterns they have. And basically, anybody can use a wing generator, and typically you have enough wind. But like I say, we have to design it for that location. If, you know, in Nova Scotia, where you're getting 60-mile-an-hour winds consistently, it's going to look real different, you know, than a place than, say, Missouri that has normal winds.
Right.
You know, these are going to be two different, completely different animals.
Well, that's great information. It's going to help a lot of people. I know this short conversation is going to help a lot of people. This whole hour became quite valuable right this moment, Jim.
Yeah, let me explain. The smallest one we're marketing right now is 10 kilowatts. That's a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to be doing something fairly serious. You need a couple hundred head of cows that you're milking every day.
Right.
With electrical milkers, or lots of welding, or say machining, big machines like lathes, metal working lathes, or that's the kind of machinery you need to be running to use that level of power. You know, your average home is not going to use that much power.
No, not at all. Not at
and
all.
So we're not going into the home market at all, which would get down to the 2 to 5, not even 5 kilowatt range. Most houses using 2 or 3. The reason is because most individuals are not savvy enough to have something in the, then you have the issue of what do you call zoning? You know, you can't have something above a certain height.
We have 113 counties in Missouri, except for about 4 or 6 of them. You can do anything you want with no zoning, no building codes, no inspections. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of March, visiting Professor James McCanney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. That website is jmccsci.com. Well, Jim, it's been a very productive hour here. That few minutes where we talked about getting a latitude and longitude for the wing generator, there's people all over the country, all over the world, that need power. And knowing that you can custom design a wing generator for any location, given no restrictions on planning and zoning and height restrictions. That's a big deal. And many of our listeners, of course, live in areas that have no zoning and no building codes. So it's not going to be an issue for them, Jim. That's really good news.
The other thing, John, is for the individuals, it's difficult, let's say, from a marketing, from an installation, from a maintenance point of view, to have individual household for people that really don't use much electricity. The solution is to put a big one where everybody is like a cooperative owner in the wing generator that powers the whole community.
Right.
And so that is the solution. The other thing is dealing with the local power companies. There are local power companies that have restrictions on anybody putting in anything that competes with them. So they only allow, like, say, solar panels, which don't work.
Yeah.
They are very tuned to the fact that they don't want anything that competes with their bottom line.
And well, they can't do that. In Missouri, they can't do that, thank goodness. So,
yeah, but anyway, the solution for the guy that has a small operation and doesn't use much electricity is a cooperative one that's a big one. It might be a 50-kilowatt, it might be a 250-kilowatt unit that services a whole area. And so there is a solution, but putting these on individual houses where people really don't use much, the thing is, John, you have to use this energy. These things are producing energy, and you have to do something with it. You can heat your house. That's one of the really great things with energy from the wind, is you can heat your house. You can have baseboard heating or a central electrical furnace in the house that converts the wind. On the windiest winter night is when you need the most heat.
Right.
And so anyway, as a supplemental heat source, the wind is perfect. And that these products all exist right now. I have electric car charging stations as an appliance. I have the reverse osmosis for cleaning brackish or salt water. Of course, the water from the air machines that extract water from the air.
Right.
So I have all of these appliances. But the other thing is, I'm working with people on farms and ranches that really need energy to put in electric car charging stations so they can convert their vehicles to all electric and, you know, get rid of their maintenance bills, get rid of their petroleum bill. This is the future. This is where it's going to be.
All right. Well, that's all very good news, Jim. That's excellent, excellent. Well, when the show's over today, I'll be doing some homework myself, getting latitude and longitude. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday.
Thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.